I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Is it time to vote for the number one fan? Is that time yet?
No.
When is that? When do we vote for the number one fan?
January, February. It's like it's announced on the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Or the one that he records during the halftime of the, which does he really? Does he, like, when the halftime show comes on, does he go in his studio and record? We have no way of confirming that.
Well, this year, you know, who would know? Because you've got two Super Bowl halftimes this year, right? You've got the commie illegal one, and then you've got the proper American one.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Is it time to vote for the number one fan? Is that time yet?
No.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4688 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 28th of January 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, I had a dream. Big Fatty.
Good morning, your fatness.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
A cheery good morning to you, Big Fatty.
A shivery good morning to each of you! Hello, Pirates! Big Fatty! Hi, everyone! I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're pirates today because, y'all, it's so cold, it makes Big Fatty want to just say, shiver me timbers! Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you and your wood. I mean, timbers. Well, no, we don't. But anyway, y'all, it's cold. It's just cold. I think we got to like 46 on Tuesday. But y'all, it's the old people, they don't like the cold. No, Big Fatty, but they do love the soup. It's true. And y'all, funny thing, my youngest daughter, Nessa, says that she gets a giggle because now everyone in her household says soup the way Big Fatty says it. Big Fatty, it's contagious. And y'all, speaking of contagious, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Daddy Ron and Gary Bearden and the one and only Olive. Oh, Big Fatty.
Wake up, sunshine. Share this baby.
Everybody sure will be happy once you choose a new number one fan. Why is that? So we don't have to hear this music until next year. Well, y'all, this music can only mean one thing. Y'all, it is time for you to get your entry in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, it's as easy as pie, simple as it can be. All you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Put number one fan in the subject line, and then in just 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. It doesn't have to make any sense. Big Fatty, most of the entries haven't so far. Well, that's probably true. Par for the course. One entry per person. The Laughing Buddha is the only person not eligible this year because he's the reigning number one fan. Y'all will read the entries next week and then announce the number one, number two, and number three fans at halftime of the Superb Owl.
Thank you.
says, well, y'all, I found, you know, the yellow ads that ran back in the, I guess it was back in the 90s or whatever, or the 80s. I don't remember. It was, hello, this place. Hello, that place. Well, y'all, I found some versions of it for Charleston. And y'all, I went in to that program called Moises, where it takes the vocals out. And y'all, this is the instrumental from one of those. And I just thought, well, that would be kind of a nice little change for talking about my day every now and then. Yes, Big Fatty, although we love an Alex Levin, well, we do. Yeah, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I did indeed have soup for my supper. Y'all, it was delicious. And y'all, then I sat down and I watched the NBC Evening News with Tom Yamas. Yes, Big Fammy, Yamas, Yas Mamadou. Well, I don't think it's Yas Mamadou, but Yamas Adou. But anyway, y'all, I like it. Alex Lefebvre and Brandon, they've been watching that, and y'all, like I said, I'm gonna go back and forth between him and David Muir. Yes, Big Fatty, he has some woods up in north of San Francisco. Speaking of San Francisco, y'all hadn't heard a word. Hadn't heard a word from that Kathy Marshall as far as so-so question month. Big Fatty, she's putting it off to the last minute, I'm sure. But it was as soon as the communique comes in, we'll send it out over the Western Union or something. Big Fatty, you're just silly. I am. Anyway, y'all, I watched that, and then what did I? Oh, I watched the Jeopardy, y'all. It was the last night of the Big Fatty. It was the last night of the quarterfinals of the Tournament of Champions. And Tuesday night is the beginning of the semifinals, and then they'll get down to the finals on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty. After that was over, y'all, I just turned the TV machine off, and y'all, it was gonna be so cold on Monday night, y'all. Normally, I'll crack the window and I'll have the electric camisole cranked up and put a little. I tell you what, I put it's the Afghan that Rick Gillette made for Big Fatty years and years ago in the leather flag collars. Put that across my foot of the bed, so I have the toasty toes. Oh yes, Big Fatty, toasty toes. And y'all, I just decided, well, maybe I'll not open the window. And y'all, it's tricky. It's tricky because you know, that disrupts the normalcy of the love chamber. But and I did not sleep like a baby, because y'all, I woke up about 4 a.m. and was kind of tossed and turned until about 5, and I drifted back off till about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. But I did not get as much sleep. I only got 8.5 hours on Monday night. But yes, Big Fatty. But one thing that did happen on Monday night, let's do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and listen to Big Fatty natter about his dreams and tell us if they were wet or not. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. What'd you dream about, Dad?
Dear Gussie, y'all, I had another dream that I was on The Price is Right again. And, y'all, I don't know what's bringing this on. Big Fatty, it's old age. It's all that soup. Soup! Maybe so, but, y'all, I was in the audience and they called my name out and I went running down to contestant row and y'all, the prize we were bidding on was, it was 5 first class tickets on the Delta Airlines and y'all, I won it, got up on stage and, didn't win another damn thing. Poor Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all had my coffee and read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, I had some shishimi rice for my brofkas. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I just didn't feel like going to senior size class. It's just too cold. And so I was truant from a senior size class, y'all, but I've done my nipple walking indoors, and the nice thing is I've been able to catch up on some things on the TV machine, and so that was good. Y'all, the other thing that I've done is in South Kakalaki, if you're going to do an absentee ballot for the elections, y'all, they make it just as difficult as they possibly can. Y'all, you have to call them up and you have to request an application for an absentee ballot. And, you know, there's different things that that qualify you for that. One being ancient, and so I qualify for that, and so then they put in the mail the application that I have to fill out and sign and return by mail to them, at which point they will process it, and then at the appropriate time during the primaries and the general election in November. Well, I guess the primaries are in the spring or the summer or sometime. But they will send those to me. And, y'all, then you have to fill it out, and then you have to put it in a certain envelope, and then it has to be signed, and someone has to verify that you've done that, and then you put it in a different envelope and sign the outer envelope and don't put anything extra in there. It'll invalidate it and then return it to them. But anyway, so I got that done. So that's one thing off my list. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, that list. Woohoo! But y'all, I was truant from senior size class, but y'all, I've had kind of a dull, I don't want to say headache. It's just a dullness. Okay, Big Fatty, it's what we all experience every morning when the BFO starts playing. A certain dullness. Well, anyway, so y'all, I also opted out of supper at Shady Pines, and that's okay. But you know, every once in a while, I just need a little break also. And but y'all, to my surprise, I get a message from Flo. You know, that's the Nip sister. Flo says, there might be something on your front porch. And I went, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, I go out and there's this box out there and I bring it in. And y'all, it's all fancy. I'm going to put a picture of it up on the WWW at noon today. But y'all, it's a fancy wooden box and everything. You'll see it. It's top quality. Y'all, I've learned that it was one of Oprah's favorite favorite things. Oh, Big Fatty is so it's kind of a gay old king. Well, maybe. But y'all, in it is, and it's from a company called Bella Cucina, C-U-C-I-N-A. And y'all, they're in Atlanta. It's called Artful Food. And y'all, it is a canister of blueberry, buttermilk, pancake, and waffle mix. And then also there's a jar of, what is this? It's a jar of preserved lemon cream. Y'all, it looks absolutely stunning. I can't wait to put my tongue in it. But y'all, it is whole eggs, lemon juice, sugar, butter, and preserved lemons. Y'all, it sounds delicious. And then there's another jar that is aromatic wildflower sugar. And y'all, it's just cane sugar with organic cane sugar with edible wildflowers. So y'all, it's very colorful. And y'all, in fact, I'm going to open it up and just wet my finger and stick it in there. Let's just see. Oh, that's nice. That's real nice. Oh, yes, it'll be caught in your teeth. But y'all is just out of the blue. It flows like that. Just out of the blue, she'll send a little gift out along. And so that's just lovely. And let's see. And this afternoon, I went on the Amazon. I needed a couple of things that I was going to order. And then I thought back, well, you know, there were some things back at Crema that I didn't order that I bet might be on sale now. And sure enough, I was able to get a larger skirt for the Naughty and Nice tree. Yes, Big Betty. And some other things, too. I don't remember what they were, but I got them. And they're coming in next week because, you know, I do not have the prime. I am not prime. Big Betty, who cares? But anyway, y'all, I think... That's it. Let me just see here. Yes, I believe that's it. And y'all, the trash came and I went outside and rolled it back in. It was still cold, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, just like an old person. Oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely hump day, y'all. A new year, a new trip to the vampire. That's on my schedule early for hump day. And y'all, I'll be fasting. And you know, yes, Big Betty, you put the fat in fasting. I do. So I'll be doing that. And then heading to the Von Z's to do the weekly shopping. And then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Big Fatty, no surprise with any of that. Well, probably not. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel, I know you're excited this time of year. Anything you want to ask, Big Fatty?
Is it time to vote for the number one fan? Is that time yet?
No, you don't vote, you enter. You don't vote. There's no voting, none.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.